You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
In the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of The Voice. Local news and talk. We're now 15 days away from our happy hour at Copal in the Williams Center. It's where the old pita jungle used to be, and then the Dutch place that the Dutch that lasted a few months there. Danny Sawaya is here, Tucson Strength.
What's up, my friend?
Ate at the Dutch place all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I tried pita jungle once there, and I'm Lebanese, so that I just
on that mic a little bit more.
It's like the Olive Garden of It's like the Olive Garden of Arabic food.
Look at him snobbing it up there. I like that. Actually, it's true. I mean, if you're going to go get that kind of food, Shish Kebab House is a quarter mile to the east.
Yeah.
Who's, making some pretty real deal Jordanian Mediterranean stuff. So
go get
your Uzi, as we like to say. Not that Uzi. Chill out, gun grabbers. Look it up, you ignorant fools. So later today, Austin Vanderhaden and I are doing our second presentation, but it's of our Proposition Madness. But it's a closed event with the Saddlebrookers. Yes, Saddlebrookers, driving with our martinis and our golf carts over to. No, I'm just kidding, Kathleen. That's going on later today. Thursday, I'm going to be doing, in addition to David Schweikert, I cleared a couple of other things out there. I'm just going to do propositions the entire show on Thursday, because it has to be out there. There's so many. Some of her confusing as hell. We're gonna walk through it together, and I will put up my recommendations on the DSimoneHQ.com blog. So that's coming. But Thursday, and also Donald Trump's coming Thursday to the Linda Ronstadt liberal leftist temple, the music hall.
Oh wow! And I don't do. I don't do rallies or events, but I wanted to go to that, but my daughter has her first high school swim meet that day and I have to, I'm driving the team to Sal Rita, so I
good.
Yeah, but I would have liked to gone to that.
Sit outside a very hot pool and wait 43 hours until your daughter has a 2-minute race, and then wait another 43 hours till your daughter has another 2-minute race.
Yeah.
God bless you, Danny
Sawaya.
Things
you do for kids.
Absolutely.
We tried to get her involved in it, but I hear about softball parents and they go to and soccer parents where they go to tournaments all weekend long, every weekend in Phoenix. And, I'll take the summer. I'll take the summer swim and the season swim over being a soccer or volleyball parent. It's like every weekend they're in Phoenix and then all day. And
I feel like softball, people in my world, the softball parent has it worse than even the soccer parent. Like soccer is Phoenix. You go to Southern California once in a while.
Oh, the softball, we're going to California. We're going to Chicago this weekend.
Colorado. Yeah. Right. My one friend whose daughter plays catcher for one of these teams, he's like, I had lunch with him in the spring. He's like, I'm going to drop thousands of dollars on 4 tournaments this summer.
Yeah.
So I hope your daughter gets a full ride at a really great university to make up for it.
Yeah, right.
but again, and I've seen that with some of the club players that it's always tough when you're going to decide – when you have to decide that the game that you can't play anymore.
Right.
Right. It's so part of your fabric and your identity that it's tough for people to give it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, it was like we played soccer at Fort Lowell Park and baseball at Fort Lowell Park. You might go to a different park and, now it's like these seasons go year round and they just don't stop. They don't stop at all.
So the thing we've had, and I've seen this in especially baseball, soccer a little bit, but baseball, they play, when you're playing club baseball, right, or as you're doing this repetitive motion on your, especially pitchers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you're not using any other kind of muscles in your body, and they're more prone to injury.
Yep.
Right? And so then the kid's like, well, but it becomes part of their, I saw it with so many of my soccer girls. When soccer ended, they were so in psychological limbo because that was their identity.
Yeah. I mean, we deal with those injuries all the time at Tucson Strength. You know, the parents are finally bringing their kids to us, and like, this is their third shoulder injury or their third knee injury, you know, and we're working with their kids, and they, like, you know, but they're still, they're playing 4 or 5 days a week year round, and it's kind of hard to combat that. We try to tell them, I know that you still want to play, but, you know, we cut back a little bit. Let's focus on strength. Let's focus on working on these stabilizing muscles. Let's work on the other rotation to the other side, because you keep rotating to one side. Tennis, you know, baseball, softball, all those sports is constantly rotating and constantly throwing. So it's definitely been something that, you know, we see a lot of.
What do you think about all these? We now have stretching places.
Mm-hmm.
Pop, what's your take on the stretching place?
If they're a good stretch therapist, we offer stretch therapy at Tucson Strength. We have a phenomenal stretch therapist.
Oh, very cool.
I love it. You know, you just have to have a good therapist, because, you know, you can go and get stretched and my back hurts. And if the stretch therapist just takes you through like a rote routine and they just stretch everything or stretch something too much, they could make the problem worse.
Gotcha.
Same with massage. I got injured by a massage years ago. I mean, my back kind of hurt a little bit, and this lady released some muscles that it felt so good when I got off the table, got out of my car when I got home, and I was crippled. I couldn't get out of my truck. I had to get help walking because my body just released everything. So,
wow.
You know, stretch is great, but you have to have, I don't know the quality of these other places. I can't speak for them, but you have to have someone that is like, hey, you know, this might be above my head to stretch today. Like, let's,
right.
But that could be said for anything, you know. But in general, if they're, you know, doing fascial stretch therapy or FST as we call it, and they're following that dynamic, it's a great tool.
Absolutely.
But a lot of times when you get these big franchises, it's like, you know, they do quick trainings, quick certifications, get people in the door, and you're not always dealing with a skilled therapist. So I'm sure some of those places have some good people though.
What's the name of your stretch person?
Jessica.
She's good.
She's phenomenal. She's helped out a lot. I get texts, hey, you know, I'm really hurting, and I'm like, schedule Jessica. I'm like, she's a miracle worker. You know, it's amazing. She's really good. But it's all in the therapist. Just like with training or physical therapy, you know, you can get in with a really good practitioner, and you walk in the wrong place, and you know, it's not the greatest. So you have to really make sure you're picking a good therapist.
What's going on in the world of Tucson Strength in the next 30, 60 days? What do we got going?
We have a huge powerlifting meet October 19th. The powerlifting has taken off. It's been great. Looks like next year we're going to be hosting a huge national event here in Tucson.
Look at you.
That's going to be pretty awesome. We're trying to dial that down or try and dial that in. And,
is that something you would do at your place, the national one, or do you got to go somewhere bigger?
Yeah, if we do it at my place, we're going to have to close down for a few days, but it might be worth it.
How about the Linda Ronstadt Music Hall?
We'll get Trump to MC it. Yeah, it's going great. You know, it's been a weird year, Chris. I mean, we're doing fine as a business, but, you know, we've definitely haven't seen the growth that we've seen in other years. Our personal training, which is a high ticket item, tends to do really well still, which I'm really surprised. We have really good quality trainers, and people who need that attention are leaving the big box gyms to come to us because they're not getting the quality of what they're seeing over there. But, in general, it's been a kind of like a weird year, but I think being an election year, the economy,
economy's, you know, real, buddy.
It is real. You know, this is the first year we haven't seen the, you know, year over year growth that we've always seen. But thank God, you know, we're doing fine, and you know, it's great. It's a great place to be.
Talking to my restaurant brothers and sisters out there, they're saying that this summer was 15% to 20% off worse than the summer before.
Yeah, we're about 10% off of the summer. We had a good beginning of the year, had a decent, but yeah, we are just almost tracking. And it's weird for a business, you know, you want to see growth, at least some growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to see 10% growth year after year, 5% growth, you know, and this year has just been kind of like, hey, we just doing exactly what we did last year.
Yep.
And so, and of course, expenses are up now because I'm trying to give my staff raises, their money's not going as far. I want to retain my great staff. So, you know, I'm grateful that we're in the position where we're okay. But, yeah, we don't have much wiggle room right now.
Nope. Tucson Strength is on the southwest corner of Wilmot and Speedway in the historic Monterey Village Shopping Center.
Yes.
TucsonStrength.com. And what's the phone number? And also, if someone's asking me about how do I make an appointment with Jessica to unstretch their pretzel.
Yeah, just call the gym and just say you want to schedule a stretch therapy session. Our front desk staff will get you scheduled.
What's the phone number for those old schoolers out there?
445-6800.
All right, when we come back, Danny and I are going to go over this Isaac Shore piece in the New York Post, how Donald Trump can win the debate and election in 2 minutes. And then Danny and I will figure out if this is possible tonight.
It'd be amazing.
We got Depeche Mode versus Duran Duran bump battle today. So Mary Murphy said she already was determining Duran Duran as the winner. And then Alicia just hit me with Depeche Mode. So we're right where we need to be. Wake up, Tucson. 7:23. Wake up, Tucson. Depeche Mode versus Duran Duran today. Danny, which way you lead? Danny from Tucson Strength. Depeche Mode or Duran Duran?
Duran Duran.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
I like Depeche Mode.
I listened to both of them growing up, but Duran Duran just had more songs that I think I would... Like, Depeche Mode has a handful of good songs that I like.
Right.
Duran Duran I could listen to for extended, longer periods of time than Depeche Mode.
I agree with that. Yeah. I totally agree with that. So Isaac Shore in the New York Post, because tonight, of course, is Donald Trump v. Kamala. And he talked about... it's important for Trump to stay on message. Hold on.
good luck.
So, Danny, before we get to this, what this guy says, what's the Danny Sawaya strategy cheat sheet for Donald Trump tonight? What would you scribble down for the Donald tonight?
I would just point out that Kamala's been in charge for the last 4 years, obviously, and look at where we're at.
Yeah.
I mean, just keep hitting home the pain points of what we're all feeling today and continually relate it back to her.
Yeah.
Not even Biden, just her. Like, we all know Biden's just been a placeholder,
yeah,
right? And so I would just keep hitting the pain points that we're all feeling, the wars that we're in, the border that's open, the border she said was secure, you know, everything that we have going on right now in this world, you know, and just really highlight that. I mean, because a lot of us, we're miserable. And I mean, I talked to a lot of Democrats who hate where we're at now, and they're still going to vote for her, you know? And I think we just need to continually expose where we're at and exactly how they got us there.
What we're going to find. So, the internet provides the receipts, as we say.
Right.
So you can't beat the timing of her talking about taking care of 10,000 Haitians. That video that came, mm-hmm, that just popped up.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. After we have communities in Springfield, Ohio, and one in Alabama complaining how their town has been taken over by the illegal Haitians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like something out of a comedy show.
Yeah.
A sad comedy show.
Yeah.
And Matt brought it up when I mentioned this. Where are the animal welfare people now?
Right.
Right.
Ducks, cats, who knows what else?
Hamsters.
So for all those people who lost their mind because of the fertile turtle incident with the Humane Society, where the frozen rats, rats were then frozen and sold for snake food later,
mm-hmm,
possibly. All right.
Are we going to get, are they going to give out, are they going to provide counselors for people who are grief-stricken about the ducks in the pond getting eaten?
So Matt is referring to the Humane Society said they provided therapists because it was the one-year anniversary of the fertile turtle episode. Yes. Making that up. So where's my animal? Well, where's PETA?
Right.
Right? PETA sticks their nose in everything. All the time. Is PETA going to come out and say, you know, we're not a big fan of the illegal Haitians decapitating ducks and eating Fluffy the cat?
Last week, Vance was yelled at because he made some sort of a comment to crazy cat ladies.
Oh, that's right. True.
Last week, man.
So you're saying, where's the crazy cat ladies coming out against illegal Haitians eating the cat?
Oh. I can't make this up.
And again, so locally, right? So not only does the Donald need to hit this tonight and all the time between now and Election Day. So we're talking about local elections, right? We're talking about the Pima County Board of Supes. Rex Scott, Adelita Grijalva, Sylvia Lee, and Matt Hines have all voted to blow a half a million illegal immigrants through the country, and their springboard was Pima County. We are the springboard of illegal or underground railroad, either way you want to say it, of illegal immigration in your community. Right? I bet there's a percentage of the duck eaters, right, who came through Pima County.
Right.
Right? You could literally make the argument that Rex, if you're Steve Spain, instead of with your weird thermometers and whatever else you got going on your signs there, say Rex Scott enabled the invasion of America. Just say it. Right? Haitian duck eaters thank Rex Scott. You know, let's start being brutal about this. This is where we're at. Instead of being deficit Rex and whatever the hell else we're doing, right?
Right.
Let's get right to the heart of the matter. Right? Your good friend over at Caring Ministries, you know, he's telling me he gets 30, 50 illegal immigrants coming to his place a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought they were all going to Springfield, Ohio.
Right.
Or are they here? Right? Well, what's 50 times 52 a week? That's 2,500 illegals that he's just seeing at his place a year.
Yep.
And that's just his place.
That's his place.
Right. Well, is there 10,000 here? Right? That we don't know about?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We could do a hotel thing. I mean, all the hotels are...
Oh, that's true. Remember, if you own a hotel, you can rent it or sell it for illegals or low-income housing yesterday.
Yeah.
The ultimate hotel buyout plan by your local government.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to break. I want to get to this piece of what this gentleman says about this debate between Donald and Kamala coming up this evening. Wake up.
And you can hear that debate tonight, Harris-Trump debate tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to have it for you right here on 1030 The Voice. If you're out and about running some errands, you'll be able to listen to it on your radio.
There we go.
I had the uncut. Found at swap meet, I found the uncut VHS of this video.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was like 12 or 13 years old. And my cousin, who's really in Duran Duran, and we found it, and it was like a VHS, and this dude in the back of a truck sold me the uncut version of this video. He had no business selling it to a 13-year-old boy. And let me just say, it was awesome.
Are you sure he didn't just splice other footage in there?
No, it was straight up Duran Duran. Lots of women that were... yeah.
The sound of people Googling.
NSFW, folks. NSFW. Now, we're going to get to... So real quick, before we get to the this New York Post piece on what Trump should do to win the election in 2 minutes, where are you on... Very important. Ketchup on a hot dog. Where are you at with ketchup on a hot dog?
I am everything on a hot dog.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, so I do a little bit of ketchup. I do mustard, relish, onions, mayonnaise.
Okay.
When I do a hot dog, that's just, you know. Right. Now, if I'm just going to put one thing, I only put my, if I'm like, I want a simple dog, it's usually just mustard and, okay, and onions.
Okay.
Mustard and onions. But if I'm, some, a lot of times I'm like, okay, just, I throw everything on it. Kind of right. Make my own like Sonoran dog type thing.
Love it. My favorite topping on just simple at home, because the thing that I put next to the mustard, they don't have at usual places. I like chopped pepperoncini on a hot dog.
Yes, that's great too.
Right, but no one's putting chopped pepperoncini at most places that you get a hot dog, right. So I got to do it at home.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah, but I've never just put just ketchup on a hot dog. Like, if I do it, it's just probably the smallest amount, and then I load it up.
All right, I give you a hot dog absolution on that because you put the other stuff. But again, if you're just putting ketchup on, you better be under the age of 12, I'm just saying.
Yeah, if it's just ketchup on it, it's kind of weird. Kind of weird.
All right, Isaac Shore in the New York Post. The piece is called How Trump Can Win a Debate and Election in 2 Minutes. So let me pass it past you, Matthew, and the Wakeys. If he wants to win the night and the election, he'll just have to do that and avoid rambling rants and personal attacks. Here's what it might look like. And basically, he goes, do you remember when going to the grocery store and stopping at the gas station didn't fill you with dread? Right back to what you said about pain points. Do you remember when the news out of the Middle East was about enemies being brought to heal and peace talks being forged. Do you remember when our southern border wasn't an international embarrassment? It's no coincidence the last time you remember any of this, I was your president. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris spent trillions of hard-earned dollars to drive up prices of things you and your families need to survive. To add insult to injury, they called their expensive mini new Green Deal, for which my opponent cast a tie-breaking vote, the Inflation Reduction Act. Were they mocking you or lying to you?
Or both.
The Biden administration exudes weakness and incompetence, and our enemies smell blood in the water. A reckless retreat from Afghanistan cost 13 American lives and invited Russia's war against Ukraine and Hamas's barbaric attack on Israel. If deliberately opening our southern border after my administration spent years securing it, putting American soils at risk, Harris cares more about her San Francisco friends, think about her immigration stance, than the damage it's done to you. The administration keeps putting the screws on our energy producers, making you foot the bill for policies that empower our enemies abroad. In Pennsylvania, you'll lose the jobs and the wealth the fracking industry has created. Enough is enough. Kamala ran for president 4 years ago on the most radical platform the country has ever seen. Now she's trying to backtrack, insisting she doesn't believe in anything she's been telling you for the last 4 years. And all that's coming from a person who lied to your face about Joe Biden's condition. She insists he's fit to be your commander-in-chief, though each and every one of you know he's not. Kamala Harris can't serve you because he doesn't have any respect for you. She doesn't think she owes you the truth or much of anything else. In November, though, you should judge us for what we've done. I've made you wealthier, safer, and prouder to be an American. Harris has left you poorer, less safe, and less proud. What do you think?
I think it's pretty on point.
But can he do it?
No.
Although, Danny, let me let you think about that a little. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I think it would be great if he started out with that monologue, but I just don't see him sticking to it. I think he'll just start rambling.
Right.
You know, it's like, and then just, you know, and it just turns into like, you know, his narcissism creeps in and he just will just, yeah. And I love his policy. I love what he could do for us, but he's a flawed man.
Matthew.
Two words. Skip Festivus. Skip Festivus. Forget the airing of the grievances. No Festivus.
Right.
And everything that you just rattled off from that opinion piece, I agree with.
Yeah. I mean, you're to a point where he gave you a preview of where he's at and the RNC acceptance speech. First 20 minutes, chef's kiss, right? Humility, right? And then you could see he stopped reading the teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went off riffing. And I shut it off.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I've seen this act before. I'm still voting for you, but I've seen this act before. And that's what... Now, one of the best things that happened to him... Now, it's funny. In the debate with Bernie, basket case, Biden. Not that Bernie. The weekend at Bernie. both basket cases in their own right. The shutting off of the mic thing. That was good. That was good for him. And I think it's the same rules tonight. The shutting the microphone off if it's
my
not
understanding,
your...
yes.
I thought so, and then I thought they didn't want it. I haven't, you know, it's like they've kind of gone back and forth on that.
Man, let her talk about Venn diagrams and yeah. the future unburdened by the past and what has been. Let her go there. And, you know, time is very important because, you know, it goes on and time happens. And just let her go, man. Let her go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let her rip. Give us a call if you disagree with us or agree with us, 790-2040 on this whole thing. And also, if you know better than we do about the shut the mics off, Lori's saying there's definitely not going to be opening statements.
Okay.
Which I'm cool with. Let's just get at it. Let's just go.
I just hope she cackles a lot and just laughs with that, her nervous laughter and just go, you know, it's just.
Yes.
I just hope her true colors show. But maybe they'll give her some of those drugs they had Biden on.
So she has her poker tells to me when she talks. When both hands come up, she is lying to your face. When those both hands come up, she puts the one hand a little bit. When she does the Clinton thing a little bit, right? She does that with the kind of like the fist, but she's kind of doing that. This is just for the three of us. The rest of you, I'm sorry. Okay. I feel like she's a little closer, but once those hands come up, oh, she's just selling you a pile of crap.
Yeah.
Just a giant Vesuvius-sized pile of crap is what she's selling you. So.
I mean, just a few months ago, I mean, I was reading this whole thing on how all the Democrats couldn't stand her. And it's like, now she's the queen. I'm blown away. It's just the undivided support she has after people acknowledged how incompetent and how she was the worst vice president, and they'd roll their eyes. I'd ask people, and people would roll their eyes about her.
Well, they rolled their eyes. Just find a compilation of Kamala Harris, things she said during the Democrat primary in the debates. Train wreck. Absolute lefty in over her head train wreck. Right? This is the same woman. Just go find the one that said, I'm not going to put the vaccine because it's a Trump vaccine. And then after she wins 4 months later, she's like, you better start pumping that vaccine in your ass. You're going to lose your job. Right? I mean, it's there. It's out there for display. So Ben Carson put it best when he was on Tucker about 3 weeks ago. He said she went from one of the most universally disliked politicians to America. And then after they pushed Joe down the hill, all of a sudden, the most amazing. And that's why he said this is the American press media versus the average American.
Yep.
That's what's going on in this battle.
Yep.
That's where the rubber meets the road. Because you would, if we had any sort of, if the media had any sort of integrity, you would say, Kamala Harris, really? Come on. It's almost like having Raheena Romero as a mayor. Did I just say that? Let's go to Brushfire Sean on line two. Brushfire, you're on with me and Danny from Tucson Strength. What's up?
Yeah, probably not for Danny, but for you, Chris, is it going to be Cancion or Cabernet tonight?
You know, it's funny. I don't know how much of these. Usually, I watch the debates the next morning. Is what I do.
Yeah,
I wake up a little.
Well, yeah, because of your schedule. Yeah,
but also I just wake up and it's just easier to skim through the YouTube video of it, you know, and not go through the. I'll probably watch some of it, but. Well, Chris likes sleepy too.
Yeah. It's hard not to cringe when you're watching these debates now.
Right.
It's hard not to feel uncomfortable. It reminds me like when I was like, you know, 12 or 13, there's that awkward like kissing scene you're watching in front of your parents. You're like, I don't want to watch this. This is really like, you know, I watch it and I'm like, I just need to walk out of the room. I like get up and just walk out of the room because I can't handle the awkwardness of these debates and like the on both sides, right? It's like, oh, don't say that. Or, oh, I can't believe people are, you know, it's just, ugh.
So, Sean, what do you think about tonight?
I mean, I'm going to go back to the when you say turn the mics off, turn them both off the whole time, and I'd be happy because it's just a battle of the wits, and there is no one armed. I mean, there is nobody armed in this one to me. I'm sorry. Oh, I got a ding on that? Oh, my. I thought I was going to get thrown off the air. I thought Matt would be like, oh, Sean's not. Yeah, it's a tough one because, I mean, Danny said it. You got a serious narcissist in there, I'm sorry, Kamala. She's got the IQ of shoe leather.
The I want to get Billy number one just sent me this. This is from the, you know, a glimmer of hope from the AZGOP. So we know the eat more chicken from the cows from Chick-fil-A, right? The new one is eat less kittens. Vote Republican.
Oh,
wow!
Hey, we got to go easy on the cat. Cash humor is over now. You know, I'm on the Ed Alexander thing. I got two cats now, Chris.
Haitians are eating them, dude.
No, they're eating ducks.
They're eating cats too.
I don't know that they've got.
Yeah.
Later it'll be cats, but I mean, I thought it was ducks.
No, it's cats and ducks right now.
Yep, cats.
Oh, good God. Oh, good God. Yeah. And I want to throw one down, Chris. I had to take Dixie over to the war zone. We went to, Grant and Swan. So we went in the zone. There's a little place called Trocadero in there. Have you ever heard of these guys?
Trocadero. I've heard it. I've never been there.
Stunning.
Wow. Five star.
Five Google stars, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
they had
Lord.
She found it. Nobody tells me. You didn't tell me. I didn't know it was like Sonora food. I don't know anything, you know, but she goes, hey, they have the Sonora Food Week with the price fee, you know, French, whatever. I don't know what it means. But she's like, oh, it's one price and you get the food and all this stuff. Let's go to this place. And I'm like, oh, well, I said, you want to go to the zone? We'll go to the zone. We'll go to Grand Swan. I mean, we're both packing. We'll go in there.
Yeah, we call that Upper Pliskin.
yeah, we're moving on up, you know, to the semi-east side. But, you know, a really nice little place, just cute little, there's a Trader Joe's next door. So, and I didn't hear one single shot fired while we were there. It was refreshing.
Well, the nice thing, if you get knifed or anything, you're close to TMC. So Dr. Matt Hines can work on you early.
Not in this lifetime. I'll go to Sonora General. And this weekend, Chris, the Santa Cruz County Fair's down at the fairgrounds, right there across from the stakeout.
I love it.
Yeah, FFA, 4-H, get to see all the goats and the kids with the goats and stuff. We'll be down there.
I like that. They're also having a 50-50 raffle to try to make up the 39 mil that was stolen by the treasurer lady, so we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. And somehow the roads are still working down. I mean, how much have we got stolen from us? $250 billion since I've been here? Well, at least their roads work.
Yeah, I'm looking at the County Cruz County Fair website right now. So you're saying that's happening this weekend?
That's what she... I'm not the entertainment coordinator, Chris. I'm the mechanic here. I'm the welder. No, because we went down there and we met the guys at Flying Leap. Last time before she came down here for good.
No, she's and she's
that was,
correct.
That was, yeah.
This September weekend, 13th right? through the 15th. Adult admission is $5. Kids are $3.
Exactly right.
Livestock, carnival rides, food vendors, live music, cutting horse competition, petting zoo, chili cook-off. Just added how to cook cats seminar. Wow. That's hot.
Cat a la orange. Yeah, cat and green chili stew. I like it. Gato a verde chili.
All right, I got to get going. I'm running late, dude. Say hi to Dixie. I got to go.
We'll do it. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy Taco Tuesday to everybody.
Later, Shawnee. We'll be right back. James, hold on. I know you haven't want to talk about the Donald and the debate later. So one more segment with the great Danny Sawaya, Tucson Strength, TucsonStrength.com, southwest corner of Speedway and Wilmot. Come undone on Duran Duran v. Depeche Mode battle. Here we go.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
7:54 in the morning. We're talking about the debate tonight with Donald Trump and Harris. We got Danny Sawaya here for one more segment. Tucson Strength, historic Monterey Village Shopping Center, southwest corner of Speedway and Wilmot. Let's go to James. He's on hold. James, you're on with Chris and Danny. What's up, sir?
Yeah, real quick. I went to the Jerry Brown Theater on Saturday and saw Bonnie Raitt, and I was wondering how long it was going to take her to make a reference to the election, and I would say we got about 95% through the concert, and then she let it loose at the end there about voting, and I'm with her, and just kind of I wanted to walk out, actually, because I just thought a 75-year-old woman would have enough sense not to alienate the cocoon crowd, but apparently she had to do it. So it wears you down after a while. So
what do you think about tonight's debate? Do you think Donald can keep it on the rails?
Not really. I've already seen enough of the John McCain grabbing the wrist and twisting the wrist and saying, He's a good man, referring to Obama. Go back to junior college many years ago. It's a debate rule 101. You never compliment your opponent, and you never refer to them by name, and you never allocate time to your opponent. It seemed like Romney and McCain never got that. And so I'm burned out on that. And so I personally, you know, as far as personal attacks, yeah, maybe that is not appropriate, but it's good to have the eye of the tiger when you're debating. The John McCain approach never has worked.
Yeah, I mean, the John McCain got steamrolled, right? In that whole thing, right? Just got steamrolled. And he was the guy who most people thought was one of the most popular elected officials because he was liked by independents and things like that. But he got steamrolled in that election.
He did. And if you recall, what I'm referring to is when he grabbed his wrist. You know how he would grab his wrist and rotate it, you know, grab the opposite wrist. They said it was part of his injury or something. And he looked at it, he goes, "That Obama, he's a good man." You know, so that he took his time in a debate to compliment his opponent. And the people that say that Trump's a narcissist, well, I guess you guys want somebody up there who's going to look over at Kamala Harris and say she's a great woman, and I'm not into that anymore.
What percentage of elected officials right now do you think are selfless servants of the public? What percentage are we? What are we down to? Danny, where are you at? Like, Danny's at 3%.
So I was thinking the opposite, so it'd be 90%. So it'd be 10% maybe. I think like Eli Crane, and so I go to the mountains sometimes, and I hear his local ads, and he seems like he's actually has an ad up there stating that if you're having a problem with your passport, to contact his office. I've never heard a politician on a local radio station here say, you know, I'm here to help you with a passport. I was blown away when I heard that ad on the radio.
So I just because I've heard him on this station, Juan Siskamani does have similar commercials to that. And I like Eli. Eli is, you know, a pretty cool dude, doesn't get over emotional about stuff, sticks to his guns. So I think he's a credit to the office.
Did you see the video from yesterday or a couple days ago where the mayor of Surprise had that woman escorted out of the public hearing for saying the attorney of Surprise was overpaid, and so he had called the sheriff in to have her handcuffed and escorted out for saying the attorney was overpaid.
Yeah, we did. I'm sure there's a mayor or two in Southern Arizona. Or possibly a head of a board of soups that was like, I wish I could do that one day.
Yeah.
So having someone arrested off of the dais. James, thanks for the call, bud. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Danny Sawaya, thanks for all that you do.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having
TucsonStrength.com. Again, Wilmot and Speedway, Southwest Corner. And again, he's doing it the best way humanly possible. Support this guy. He's doing the right thing for the right way. Wake up.